Bill Terry, you're in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means quite a bit, Cliff. I recall back a few years ago when they announced that I was selected to the Hall of Fame. I got quite a thrill. I knew that I had been held out on a couple of occasions by some of my good friends in the press, and I was a little surprised, which recalls a remark that was made by one of the newspaper men, which said, well, they were scraping the bottom of the barrel when they picked Bill Terry. I don't know whether he actually meant that or not, though, Cliff, but nevertheless, it was a very happy moment for me and also for my family and friends.
Well, if anybody really meant that they were scraping the bottom of the barrel, then all the good was at the very bottom of that barrel.
Thank you.
Bill Terry, you're one of baseball's all-time great hitters. Now, which one quality is most important in becoming an outstanding batter?
Well, that's a pretty hard question to ask, Cliff. I think the main thing you have to do is to study your stance, to know how to keep away from a slump, and to figure your pitcher that's out on the mound that's pitching against you on that day. I don't mean being a guess hitter. I mean to know what the pitcher's best ball is and look for it. And I think if you study your baseball like you should, you not only should be a good hitter if you know how to hit, because that's the first thing you have to do, Cliff, is to know how to hit. Then study your pitches and try to figure out how he's going to pitch to you and actually go to that field. You know, years ago, when Hornsby and I were in the league together, we used to try to knock the pitcher off the mound. And I would, if I was playing today, I'd try to do the same thing, because hitting through the middle of the field, you can get more base hits than you can by trying to pull the ball into right field, with me being a left-hand hitter. And the same thing with a right-hand hitter if he hits the left field. So I think the main thing, if a man can hit, and to hit for a big average, he's got to know how to come out of a slump without being in one for maybe 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
Bill Terry, what are you doing now?
Cliff, I'm in the automobile business in Jacksonville. I have been down there for about 11 years because I was in the automobile business in Memphis also. And we bought a couple of dealerships and went into Florida, and we are very happy down there. All of my family is there. I guess you know that I remember that I have 3 boys and 1 daughter and a load of grandchildren.
Yes, and I also know that you're president of the baseball team in Jacksonville, Florida, the minor league team. Bill Terry, one last question. The Dodgers leaving Brooklyn, do you think that change was good for baseball?
Well, no, not unless we can put another team back in New York and get the Dodgers to support it like they used to support the old Robins when Uncle Wilbur was there, you remember. You mentioned the fact that I was president of the Jacksonville Baseball Club, which is true. But I thought maybe you'd be interested and the people would be interested to know that we sold practically all of our stock in that ball club, except what I had kept for myself, to this great setup in Houston. There's about 5 boys over there that represent millions of dollars that have hopes of coming in either to the National or the American League by 1961. So I thought you'd be interested in that because they are a wonderful group and it's a wonderful city, and I think it would do a fine job for either the National or American League to have them in that league.
Thank you, Bill Terry. It's a real pleasure talking with you. This is Cliff Evans reporting. Now back to Monitor at Radio Central.